welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is the 23rd day of December 2022, and this is Financial Survival. And we are going to be joined in a few minutes, I believe, by Miss Mel will be here. Mel is here to join us here hopefully any minute now. Maybe have some connection problems. I mean, I don't know where you are right now, what the weather is where you are, but here in the hills of West Virginia, it's kind of cold, about 3 degrees outside right now. We didn't have much snow. Thank goodness this storm didn't hit us real hard with snow at all, but deal with the cold temperatures. So we did just take it one day at a time, and thank goodness we got a warm place to be, and that's very important. It really is. But today, of course, as it says, Friday, 23rd December 2022. Welcome, waiting for Mel to come and join us. I don't have the market statistics in front of me. I know she will when she gets here. I hope she gets here pretty soon. We got a lot to talk about. And I hope everybody out there is staying safe and warm. I really mean that. I know that all across country people are without power, and I really feel for those folks that maybe are not as fortunate as we are to be in a nice, warm place, and maybe are having hard times right now, especially this time of year with the holidays, I think, coming up. Has Mel joined us yet?
I am here.
All right. Mel is here on the phone just like I am. My comrades are down. Your Skype is down. Well, welcome to your program, Mel.
It must be cold.
It is cold. It's cold. Well, what's the temperature up your way?
It's cold.
It's cold. Okay.
Cold, windy. We're supposed to be getting down to the tens and all that kind of stuff. Same as the rest of the country. No snow.
No, we didn't have very little snow, so yeah.
We
really
had very little rain, but the problem is that there was moisture, you know, they're from the leftover rain that we did have, and it just flash froze, you know, because the temperature dropped. This morning I was up at about 8 o'clock, and the temperature was 50. And I went in one place, came out, and it was 40.
Yep.
It dropped in 10 degrees in like 5 minutes.
Well, when it dropped, it went down very quickly. Yes, it did.
And right now we're 28 and going lower.
Yeah. The coldest part ain't got you yet. It's on the way. Hang in there.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
Don't be disappointed. We'll get it to you sooner or later.
Okay, well, I'm waiting for it.
Anyway, I know you got things you want to share with the people about markets and stuff, so you go right ahead, and I'll be right here waiting on you.
I do?
I think you do. If you
it's
don't,
Friday.
I don't. We're in trouble.
Well, everyone was away today and busy doing other things. We had gold. It popped up about $5 today at $17.98. It was over $18 most of the day, but this is the aftermarket trading. Might have actually closed. The spot market might have closed above $18. But silver was up $23.83, up 20 cents. Platinum was up $44 at $1,034. Palladium was up $72 at $1,824. The USDX today was just down slightly, still at 104.34. Crude oil was up $2, 79.63. And the paper markets, the S&P and NASDAQ, they closed higher today, but they still fell for a third straight week. The Dow was up 176 points, 33,203. S&P 3,844, up 22. NASDAQ up 21, 10,497. Of course, everything would be in the green today. And same way with Europe, except for France. They were down just slightly. Asia was negative across the board. The biggest drop came, yes, the Nikkei was the biggest drop, just a little over 1%. 10-year yield is beginning to move up, 3.75%. And natural gas up, about 2 1/3%, 5.11. So I guess all eyes are on the U.S. House passes the almost $2 trillion federal funding bill that takes us all the way through September, and they even had to do a small funding bill just to get us through the holidays, because it'll be a couple days before he can sign it, so they wanted to make sure that the government didn't slow down. And I think we've talked about this. You know, it did contain $45 billion for Ukraine assistance, $40 billion for natural disaster recovery. We're not quite sure whose natural disaster recovery, Ukraine's or ours, Butch, but it's there. And
I know.
So many stupid things. There's something in there about tick research. I mean, are you kidding me? What do you need to know about a tick that you don't already know? I mean, come on. I mean, it's just, you know, it's just disgusting. But it was 225 to 201, and they had to beat the midnight deadline. Overall, the legislation provides $772 billion for non-defense discretionary programs, $858 billion in defense funding, about 5% increase in non-defense spending, and an 8% hike for the Pentagon and national defense. The funding measure passed the U.S. Senate yesterday by a vote of 68 to 29. Now that it's been approved by the bill, got to go to the White House. Just another day, Butch. Same old, same
it is.
Old.
Yeah. Well, you know, of course, this is such an understatement. There's a lot of pork in it. There always is, because people that are running for office want to please their constituents and say, well, look what you brought into this place. Maybe it's the money to determine what sex a certain kind of worm was. But that's what they've done, bringing money into the districts, and the people are happy. That's been that way for many, many, many years, and it's only getting worse. And the $47 billion more to Ukraine, and I can't stand what Zelensky. But in those, speaking for Congress, wearing fatigue-colored shirt and pants and trying to act like he's some kind of macho, he's a little shrimp to start with. But, I mean, to me, that's disrespectful. I don't mind casual dress. When you don't dress another nation asking for help, you don't dress in T-shirts and fatigue pants.
Well, he wanted to present the illusion that he's fighting a war.
That's a war president.
That's what he was trying to.
I know what he's trying to do.
So he could continue to beg. And he at one point said, oh, this isn't charity. This isn't an investment. Really? It was disgusting.
Yeah. I mean, and the American people as a whole, I guess, are falling for this ruse. I know a lot of them aren't, but a lot of them are. And that's really a sad situation. You know, I know we're covering an article in a minute where they're actually another situation where the illegals coming across. The homeless people that are that depend on the shelters can't get in because they're two-fourths illegals. We'll cover that in a minute, too. So we're seeing the whole topsy-turvy situation here. And the masses in this country either don't hear it or turn a blind eye. I don't know what to say. But no one's saying anything about it. Now, obviously, the politicians are all in. They're not saying much about it either. So here we said, Melody, another $2 trillion spending bill, and almost a trillion that went to the defense bill. So here we are.
Well, you know, to me, I think the biggest concern in that bill was the one piece of legislation that overhauls the 1887 Electoral Count Act. This was a law that they tried to use to overturn the election in 2020. The new version clarifies that the role of the vice president is certifying states' electoral counts is just a ceremonial one. So it's like, what's the point? And he has no power to reject electoral votes that have been certified by individual states. So here's something that, to me, I think this is a big deal. And but it goes by the wayside. It goes unnoticed, not discussed. And for every Republican who voted for this bill without having this one withdrawn, I mean, they should all be impeached.
I agree. Even Senator Manchin, our illustrious state senator, U.S. senator here in West Virginia, who's contemplating leaving the Democratic Party, was fussed at some Republicans for not standing with him against some of these things. So,
But I don't know if this was one of them that he was standing against.
I don't know. I don't know either. I just know he's frustrated because all of them were standing with what he thought was the right thing. But, you know, at best, Manchin is a moderate. So that means that those Republicans have to be really off the left a long ways for him to be upset. So this is what America is today.
Yeah. Well, he got his little deals when he went along with them the last time, so he's just the same as all the rest. He gets upset just so he gets what he wants, and then he goes along with the program. So there must have been something in there that he wasn't getting, the way I look at it.
It's called politics. It's called politics. That's what it is.
It's called corruption.
Absolutely. It is. It truly is. And that's what we're seeing in America today. That's what we're seeing worldwide. But, you know, we go on some other news besides that. But that's just, it's got to the point now there's not much you can do except say this is what's happening and move on because no one's going to do anything about it. I mean, no one in any capacity of any kind of authority is saying much about it at all. Most politicians are pretty much quiet. They may not support it, but they're not saying much.
Oh, no. It's Christmas. They got to go home.
You know, and speaking of that, I know everybody listening to this broadcast, probably all this country, have seen this cold snap really hit hard. And I'm just looking at the headline here. Airlines have canceled 3,900 flights today, and they canceled 2,700 flights yesterday. That's over 5,000 flights been canceled, and people all over the airports trying to get home. The Amtrak has canceled the trains and you know, everything just it's come to a halt. We didn't get any much snow at all here in the mountains. Some places got blizzard conditions. We got really cold weather. The temperature's 3 degrees out here a little bit ago. But these people that are sitting in airports wanting to get home for holidays, I kind of feel for them. You know, and I expect that the airports probably are running out of necessities that they sell people, like food and different things. Because, you know, with this thousands stuck in the airport, the restaurant's going to run out of food. They can't stay open 24/7, so they're in kind of miserable shape, and I do feel for that. I really do. It's a sad thing, but it happens.
I hear you.
That?
No, I mean people just need to be safe and help anybody out that you, help you know anyone else out that you can.
That's all you can do. You know, we discussed the other day about the governor of Arizona putting the shipping containers along the border, and I was bragging and telling how proud I was that he was doing that. Well, guess what? Biden administration lawsuit forces Arizona to remove shipping containers along border. I mean, what a grandstanding show. And they backed down with the first little whimper from the feds. State of Arizona agreed to remove miles of shipping containers placed along the border of Mexico. Well, guess who's going to pay for that? Arizona. The agreement came as part of an ongoing lawsuit filed by the Biden administration after Governor Doug Ducey ordered to make ship barriers along the border. Earlier this year, Governor Ducey ordered the construction of border barriers utilizing shipping containers. The state provided funding for the project with $564 million spending bill signed in June. The bill dedicated funds to pay for physical barriers, additional public safety staffing, and more technology and safety and public safety equipment in response to the border crisis created by the federal government. In October, the U.S. Department of the Interior ordered Governor Ducey to remove the containers placed on federal land. The unauthorized placement of these containers constitutes a violation of federal law and is a trespass against the United States, the letter stated. A trespass is harming federal lands and resources impeding the Bureau of Reclamation ability to perform its mission. Well, I know no one cares about the Constitution anymore. And it's just a piece of paper anymore. No one pays attention to it. But actually, the feds don't have any land inside states unless the states give them the land, cede the land to them. The feds have no authority inside states' boundaries. That's folks. That is absolutely read it for yourself. That's Article 10 of the Bill of Rights, 9 and 10, I should say. So they have no authority. And you read in the Constitution that the feds have no authority outside 10 square miles of Washington D.C. Now that is in the Constitution, Article 1, Section 8, Paragraph 17. Read it for yourself. Yet they tell the states what to do. You know why they do? Because the states say, no, they won't get any federal funding. And this $2 trillion bill won't send any money down to them. No, Ducey did a great thing there. Maybe, I don't know all his reasons why he's changing his mind, but one of them for sure is money. I guarantee you, Melody, one of them for sure is money. I think you know that. Because the
Absolutely.
Feds fund a lot of programs in the states, a lot of programs. So I hate to see Ducey back down, but he did.
Well, it's par for the course.
It is. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, every now and then you have a
I don't know why
hope,
we
you know,
expect
maybe.
Things to be any different with any of them. They just talk
that,
a big talk,
true.
But then, you know, behind the scenes, they just keep doing what they do.
I don't know that if it's going to happen in Texas or not, but Texas is making some noise again. And they've made noise before. I'm not getting my hopes up. You know, this November they said they're going to put a resolution on the ballot whether it's a seat for the union or not. And I understand from what I heard in another broadcast that there are people that will help finance homes and people that might want to move to Texas or property or homes. So I don't know. But there's a lot of things happening around this country. And it seems like the things just keep getting more unstable, I guess the word you could use. Nothing that you can really depend on any longer on any area. I don't care what financial where it is. I read an article earlier today that a lady in Walmart threw a fit. She found a dozen eggs, almost $10 a dozen. And she said she just, the story said she just, that's enough. I'm not doing it, you know. I mean, I'm talking about 80 cents an egg. Almost 10 bucks for a dozen eggs. Now that's, people are getting a little bit fed up. And it's about time. It really is about time. So I just don't know if you want to comment on that or not, but things are not getting any better financially. I don't care what anybody said. Maybe gasoline dropped down a few cents. That's true. But other things are making the difference on that. And eggs at $8 or $9 a dozen, that's a bit extreme. What do you think, Melody?
Yeah, and, you know, but, you know, you know with the eggs and the bird flu killing off the chickens and everything like that, I mean, things are going higher and higher as far as the food costs are concerned. So, yeah, and, you know, we've been talking, even when inflation was at the peak and, you know, gasoline was over 5 and so forth, well, we knew it was going to come down somewhat. We knew they were going to, like I said, with the stronger dollar, you're going to start seeing some of the prices go down, but where it really means anything. And so what? So what if gasoline drops from this price to that price? You're still looking at diesel. The fuel that gets our products from point A to point B, that's not going down all that much. Most places, it's still hovering around $5. Might be $4.99, $4.98. Some places, it's over $5. So you say the average is $5. So that, you know, that will keep prices higher on things that are transported. And the key thing is food. So, you know, hey, that way you can save on your own gasoline and get to pay higher prices at the grocery store.
There you go.
I hear music. We'll be right back.
Yes,
stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
In a winter wonderland, gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it: to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Fixin' and blixin' and all his reindeers pulling on the reins. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. So hang your stockings and say your prayers, cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Here comes Santa Claus. 1-800-375-4188. Be your own Santa Claus. Get some gold and silver. 800-375-4188. We're kind of serious today, Butch, heading into the...
Yeah, we are. We are. I just want to say, do you recognize who's singing that song?
For Lives.
No.
No?
Gene Autry.
You?
Gene Autry. Remember Gene Autry, don't you?
I do.
Yeah, Gene Autry.
Burl Ives sings Frosty the Snowman.
I've seen 8 or 9 years ago.
Doesn't Burl Ives sing Frosty the Snowman?
He does.
Okay, yeah.
Gene Autry. I remember that back when I was just a little whippersnapper. But anyway, we're being serious, I guess. And, you know, it is serious time. But, we got a lot of news cover here. Most of them not all that good, but there are some good things. This weekend, whether you do Christmas or not, I may spend time with family. That's important. Folks, I tell you, spending time with family is really important because no one's promised this time next year we'll be here. So enjoy them when you have them. But anyway, this is an article kind of like gold at 4,000. Analysts share their 2023 outlook as inflation, recession fears linger. Gold prices could surge to 4,000 per ounce in 2023 as interest rate hikes and recession fears keep markets volatile, said Jürg Kinder, manager, director, and chief investment officer of Swiss Asia Capital. The price of the precious metal could reach $2,500 and $4,000 sometime next year, Kinder told CNBC News. There is a good chance the gold market sees a major move, he said, adding it's not going to be just 10 or 20%, but a move that will really make new highs. Kinder explained that many economies could face a little bit of recession in the first quarter, which would lead to many central banks slowing their pace of interest rate hikes and make gold instantly more attractive. He said gold is also the only asset which every central bank owns. According to the World Gold Council, central banks bought 400 tons of gold in the third quarter, almost doubling the previous record 241 tons during the same period of 2018. Since the 2000s, average return on gold in any currency is somewhere between 8 and 10% a year. You haven't achieved that in the bond market. You have not achieved that in the equity market. So, folks, no matter what, gold fluctuates. It has fluctuated. But it's still hanging around 1,800. It's not that far from breaking another record, 200. If this gentleman's right, if it goes to 2,500 and up, that's going to be a huge bonus for those who bought it while still 1,700, 1,800. Wouldn't that be, Melody?
It would be. And I'm going to go off the cuff here and say something a little bit to the light side. You know, did you know that Santa has been hoarding precious metals to fight inflation?
No, I didn't know that.
Did you know that?
No.
Well, yes. Every year, PNC Bank releases the 12 Days of Christmas. And the PNC Bank... said that it uses, well, what the index in which it tabulates what it would cost to purchase all the items that were mentioned in the song, the Partridge in a Pear Tree song. and shoppers will have to pay significantly more than this year. The average unit price tag for the PNC CPI index in 2022 is $45,523. That was an increase of $4,118 over 2021, or about 10.5%. And the bank said that the true cost of the Christmas, which accumulates the total cost of all the 78 units, increased to $197,000, up about 9.8%. But now back to gold. In 2021, the gold rings in the song fell 5.3%. This year, it increased in price by 39.1%.
Wow.
This is the highest increase of all the elements. This coincides with increases in the spot price for gold, as Santa has been hoarding precious metals to fight inflation, the bank said. So the bank said, buy precious metals to protect yourself for inflation. So there you have it, straight from the horse's mouth.
Wow. I'll make a point here, too. A silver dime is going for about how much now, Melody? About 230, 250, something like that?
Yes.
Okay. I was going through my drawers here yesterday, my desk. I was working in the office yesterday, and I found a little container. Had 13 silver dimes in it. I didn't know that. I forgot about being in there. I got those out, and I'm thinking, I said about 250 apiece. And I looked at the crystal here, and I said, you realize, I'm holding my hand, 20 cents. They'll buy a gallon and a half of gas at today's prices.
Mm-hmm.
If we still have real money.
Mm-hmm.
So gas prices have not went up, Melody. Gas prices have not went up. That dollar value's come down.
Correct.
So for 20 cents of real money, I could buy 450, let's say it's 450 for two dimes, and that's low, but we'll say 450. I could still buy a gallon and a half of gas.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what part of that is complicated? What part of that can we not grasp? That 20 cents of real money is worth a gallon and a half of gasoline. What part of that concept do people have a hard time understanding? I don't get it.
Well, they don't hear it from their financial planners. That's why. Believe it or not.
Well, you know, I've... I just don't know what to say. I mean, obviously, I showed that to a couple ladies in the office yesterday, and this is what real money is. And if you had
this,
they
smart
still
ladies
using
working
this,
for you.
I actually do. I have a couple of them working with pretty smart ladies. But they understand what I'm saying. But the masses, when I tell them this, just don't grasp the concept that this is an actual item that's worth something because it has intrinsic value. It's not an alloy painted silver. It's not a piece of paper stamped Federal Reserve note. It's an actual mined element that had to be mined and smelted and stamped into a workable coin. All that adds up and makes it worth about $2.50 compared in paper money. So this isn't complicated, but you know, I was trying to explain to the lady just this morning about why silver is $24 an ounce in bullion. But how come the price goes up when you have to go to coins? I said, well, you know, it's got to be mined, it's melted, and then processed and stamped and made into coins. So the price goes up because that's labor intensive. You know, that makes a difference. And there's always a premium on the finished product, obviously. So I don't know. Maybe people just aren't thinking these things through. I don't understand why, but I just, anything you want to add to that before we move on?
No, I don't. You know, I just got a Wall Street Journal notification. Well, we all know that the FTX founder, Sam Bankman-Fried, was arraigned in federal court yesterday. I also saw today that he's now home living with his parents. Anyway.
Well, just a millennial. There you go.
Yeah, but he had $250 million to pay his bail. But Carolyn Ellison, which used to be a girlfriend of his, she apologized, and she pleaded guilty to fraud and other offenses, telling a judge that she and others conspired to steal billions of dollars from customers of the doomed crypto exchange while misleading investors and lenders. So they all knew exactly what they were doing. So when you hear all this stuff that we didn't know, and, you know, we was innocent and all this kind of baloney, and all of those main movie stars and television personalities and so forth, they all knew. And, you know, my question is, how are they not also somehow accountable for the loss of the billions of dollars?
I agree.
I mean, you just don't, so.
I agree. But yet he said on the news that he didn't have $100,000 in his account, yet he posted a quarter billion dollars to get out.
Yeah.
Explain that to me.
Yep. Yep.
You know?
Well,
so who went his bail?
Maybe mommy and daddy did.
That's a possibility. I expect they, I don't know, say he was involved in a scheme, but I'm sure he didn't get them with some of the money. But anyway.
Or they wouldn't allow him to be staying at home now.
Probably true. That is true. And I hate that. I hate that for everybody involved. You know, there's a lot of innocent people that were involved that didn't know. They really thought it was going to work.
And just wait.
Looked good on paper.
Just wait until we see who some of those creditors are and so forth.
I wonder how many people that could affect the businesses it might affect financially.
Absolutely. So, I mean, the tech market as a whole for 2022 lost trillions of dollars. The value of, was it $2 trillion? I mean, you just don't go through markets and lose $2 trillion and doesn't have some sort of impact if government wasn't helping to cover everything up.
That's very true. Yep, that's America's, that's the world's economy today. It's all based on fraud, basically. And all of it has been. We have been since 1933. The Federal Reserve notes took the price of metals out of gold, out of the dollar,
and the
silver out of 64. The whole thing based on fraud. The Federal Reserve is a fraud.
Yep.
The dollar is a fraud. It's counterfeit. It's nothing. It's counterfeit. It's a piece of paper. But we accept it. So Free just did what? Just did the same thing, basically, but he got caught at it.
He got caught.
Yeah, you know, so that's what the difference is.
He got caught because he was young.
Yeah.
He was young careless. That was his problem.
Anyway.
He didn't have the experience. He didn't have years of experience.
He hadn't been doing it for over 100 years or so. So he's kind of
new.
No,
he was young. He was young at it. And those that were experienced probably just used him. So. But anyway.
Well, it is a bad situation for a lot of people. You know, this article here on Natural News I want to share, it says, "No soup for you. Americans in need being turned away from homeless shelters as they fill up with Biden's illegal migrants." In the days leading up to Christmas, struggling Americans who need a warm place of shelter have nowhere to go because fake President Joe Biden is filling up all the homeless shelters with illegal immigrants. There's only so much room at the end, and Biden has decided that Americans should be the ones left out in the cold while he rolls out the red carpet for invaders from south the border who believe they are entitled to this country's scarce resources for the poor. Since August, according to John Martin, Deputy Director of El Paso's Opportunity Center for the Homeless, the group's five shelters have been overloaded with migrants who are being released by the Department of Homeland Security through the easy migration policies. The numbers are so high that many migrants cannot find seats in departing buses and aircraft. Wow. Martin said that prior to Biden, the Opportunity Shelters five shelters primarily focus on the city's local homeless population. Now, they mostly serve our shelters for illegals who, under prior administrations, would have been sent back to the places from which they came. Our ideal capacity is 85, Martin said, knowing that right now there are 129 people being housed, and nearly all of them are migrants. Now, there's just something wrong with that picture. I mean, can you imagine right now living in this country, almost nationwide, on a day like this, night like this, and last night, no place to sleep, no shelter, and being turned away because the place is full of illegals? That should make you a little bit upset, wouldn't you think?
You would think.
You know, I mean, we are so blessed, and I'm talking about you and I right now, I'm so blessed that we have a place to sleep tonight. We have a warm place to be, and we're safe and comfortable. But a lot of people aren't. A lot of people aren't. And this time of year, we should be thinking, at least think about the ones who are hungry, cold. You know, I see commercial on TV about all the pets out in the cold, and that breaks my heart. I can't hardly stand to watch that. It makes me even angrier to realize people out there are doing the same thing, and no one's saying a word about it.
Yep.
That makes me angry. So anyway, that's just, I want to let that off my chest. I'm sorry. I shouldn't get carried away, but I did.
Well, that's fine, because it really is, and particularly this time of year. But, you know, we go through this every year. There's cold weather, there's hot weather, there's, you think we should be a little more prepared, you know?
Well, you
there, 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 but, you know, we know the weather a week before it gets here.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and yet, and still, governments, and this is what I believe, your city governments and your state governments, that's what they should be doing, making sure that people have a place to go. They know far in advance when it's going to happen. And it's,
in this case, they had the place prepared, but they were filled. They had the place prepared, but they were filled with illegals.
Well, they're not prepared, because then they would have a place for the overflow, and they don't.
No, they don't.
Empty malls are across this country that they could open the doors and... It's like nobody has a solution to. It's like nobody knows how to think. It's like nobody wants to do anything above the call of duty or anything like that.
Thinking and reasoning has become a lost art.
Yeah, I mean, just like this morning. I mean, there's no service. We're a service industry, a service economy, and yet nobody knows how to truly service. Just like this morning, I was early to my appointment. The lady basically hung up on me instead of saying, well, you know what, if you want to wait maybe 10 minutes, maybe we can, you know, help you out here in 10 minutes. It's a little bit earlier. It's 5 minutes earlier than what we're normally open in, but, you know, we'll help you out since you're here. Instead, she hung up on me. That's this country, Butch.
Nobody gives a crap.
I know.
It is. If service is about over, I know that I'm still on telephone because of our situation with our internet provider. I called to try to get it fixed 2 days ago, and the lady said, well, you're going to call a technician. I said, how soon can I get one out here? She said, we're not going to send them out. You got to find one on your own. Well, I talked to the president of the company in the state. He said, that's a lie. We'll try to take care of it, but they're still not fixed. I'll be fixed by Wednesday, hopefully. But I'm saying the lady on the phone told me that we don't send them out any longer. Now, she was overseas. All the phone calls go overseas. So, there you go.
You know, and the thing of it, and when they do tell you that, they're rude.
Oh, they are.
But, and you know, I don't know if it's a matter that people just don't know how to service. It's people just don't know how to treat people decent anymore.
It is what it is. And again, that's where we're facing this situation in the country. It's getting worse all the time. And folks, I don't want to discourage you, but things are they're not getting much better. I mean, they're not getting better at all. Overall, we need to stand together in this as people that care for one another. Take care of your neighbors this cold snap. Call and check on them. It won't hurt you to make a phone call. Take time. We already have some people call and check on us. Call and check on them. At least do that much for your neighbors, especially ones getting up in years like me. Make sure they're still okay and they're not sitting in the home cold and hungry. At least check on them. I know I've got to go break here in a second, so I'll be quiet here.
Yep, we are. We'll be right back. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Listening once again.
With candy canes and silver lanes aglow,
it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store.
But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
I met a man who lives in Tennessee, and he was heading for Pennsylvania and some homemade pumpkin pie. From Pennsylvania, folks are traveling down to Dixie's sunny shore. From Atlantic to Pacific,
gee, the traffic is terrific. Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays.
And that really is true. There's no place like home for the holidays. What do you say, Butch?
I agree. I totally agree. I keep saying this over and over again. I'm so thankful to have a beautiful help meet and a warm home to be in tonight, and I'm comfortable and safe, and I'm just so thankful for that. And my family's all doing well. I'm very thankful for that.
Well, good.
I really am.
Absolutely.
And then this coming Monday, we're going to meet for dinner in Somersville, about 20 minutes where I live, at a Mexican restaurant, and I get to meet my great-grandson for a little while. So that's all good.
All right.
That's all good. I have nothing to complain about, Melody. In my life, I've been blessed. What makes me angry is watching people rip other people off and people who can't defend themselves being torn down, and that makes me angry. It does.
I understand.
You know, I just, excuse me, my sinuses are still training. But this is unbelievable. Shoplifting fuels $94.5 billion problem at American stores. Did you hear that figure, Melody, $94.5 billion?
I'm surprised it's not more. It probably is more. It's just there's probably a lot of theft that isn't recorded.
That is almost $100 billion. Brick-and-mortar retail is indisputable edge over e-commerce is that consumers can get what they want immediately, can touch and feel the product before buying it. Rising theft and storage measures to prevent it could dull that edge. Now, what they're saying is the price is going to go up so much that it's not going to save anything. People want to go somewhere else. Said although shrink is a perennial problem in retail, it really took off when the pandemic hit. In the 5 years leading up to 2019, retail shrink grew at a compound annual growth rate of roughly 7%, according to data from the NRF. In 2020, it jumped 47%. There was another 4% on top of that in 2021. Some retailers, including Ulta Beauty and Target, have said that shrink has gotten worse again this year. When times get tough, shrink goes up, Ulta Beauty Chief Financial Officer Scott Sederson said on the company earnings call on December 1st. We've seen that in retail over a long period of time. I mean, to go from 7% to 51% in the last 2 years, that's a lot of difference in losing money for theft. Gee. That's huge.
That really is a lot. And you know what? It's probably bigger ticket items. I mean, we've seen people go in and take TVs and jewelry and all this kind of stuff, where at one point in time it used to just be clothing, you know, a shirt and jeans or something like that. So, you know, bigger ticket items. I remember working in the credit department when I was in my early 20s at a pretty large upscale department store in Phoenix, Arizona. And the biggest cost at that time, it was theft. So theft has always been a problem, but not to the degree it is, you know, today. I mean, again, there was consequences back then. Today, they can just walk in and walk out and, you know, have a Merry Christmas.
They don't even try to stop them.
They don't even stop them.
Wait until they get started getting hungry, excuse me.
Yeah, some places do. I mean, I was in a department store just a year ago, and somebody stole something and ran out, and the store security ran after them. I don't know if they ever caught him or not, but in today's world, you know, that guy could have easily had a gun or something, and so it's, you know, they just, there's no consequences, there's no accountability anymore, Butch. And I've said that 1,000 times on this program.
And whenever they start getting hungry, it's going to be a lot worse.
And if you don't have a strong background of right and wrong, you know, I mean, they have nothing to.
No morals.
Yeah, they don't have anything to, you know, judge themselves against. And that was part of, you know, taking away and taking, you know, Bible and religion out of schools and so forth. You know, there's no repercussions for
foundation.
What you do.
No foundation.
Well, you can do anything, and it doesn't matter.
Well, if they do what's right in their own eyes, that's called humanism. And there's no basis, no value, and humanistic thoughts change and vary every day. So you don't have anything to build on. Build on, as Christ said, building on sand. If you just go by what man thinks is right and wrong, that can change every day. Like I said. But God's laws are immutable and unchangeable. Thou shalt not steal is still a commandment.
Right, agreed. But I mean, I was referencing, like, when they used to talk about hell, if you did something bad, you were going to go to hell. So you didn't do anything bad.
Yeah.
Now they eliminated hell, and everybody lives in la-la land, so you can, you know, there's no, you know, difference between, you know, if they do something bad, it's... You know, it's just kind of like the mafia. You know, they go to the priest and do their confessions, and they turn around and go out and kill somebody.
That's true. And, you know, and people are just growing up. I'm going to make that point here. The people in their 30s and 40s haven't even grown up yet. They're still children. And this article is, you ever heard of a kidult? K-I-D-U-L-T? Kidult? That's what they call them, new adults.
I have now.
Children. Yeah, adults now responsible for a quarter of all U.S. toy sales. Yeah. Adults buying toys for themselves are now responsible for a whopping one quarter of toy sales in the United States, emphasizing how permanent adolescence is becoming increasingly common. Repeat that. Permanent adolescence is becoming increasingly common. Oh, what a sad statement. Countless adults, mostly men, I hate to say that meme, but it's true, who are collecting things like Lego sets, Star Wars action dolls, and Funko Pops are almost single-handed keeping the toy industry afloat as actual children become more fixated on video games. Toy companies are now creating product lines. Now listen to this. Toy companies are now actually creating product lines just for these consumers to meet growing demand because kidults, mostly men in their 20s, 30s, and even 40s, want to be constantly reminded of their childhood. These kids at heart are responsible for one-fourth of all toy sales annually, around $9 billion worth, and are the biggest driver of growth throughout the industry. The definition of adulthood has definitely evolved, said Jeremy Padaware, chief brand officer of toy at a company, Zazwares. What it used to mean is to be an adult was to be a very upstanding, serious member of society. And to do that, you had to demonstrate it intellectually, emotionally, and in every other single way. Now we feel a lot more free to express our fandom, F-A-N-D-O-M, don't know what that means, as a part of our adulthood. In other words, adults can seemingly no longer handle the pressure of behaving like adults and chose instead to regress to a juvenile state of consumerist nostalgia.
Well,
boy, is that a sad thing to just look at and read. But it's true.
But you know what, Butch? Throughout the years, I've seen women. Now, you're talking about Legos and stuff like that for the men, but I've seen women who are constantly watching these animated cartoons that come out by Disney as much as their kids. And it's. I mean, I don't understand what that attraction is. Because it's the same thing. It's being a kid. It's not growing up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wasn't there a fairy tale about kids who didn't grow up in the land where you didn't grow up?
I don't know. Don't remember that one, but that it probably was. But you know, it really is a sad situation.
It really is.
The country become that way. It's beyond sad. There's no foundation to build on. If no one wants to take adult responsibility, who do you trust getting anything done?
So they're called kid-dults.
Kid-dults, yeah. Kid-dults.
Kid-dults.
UK warns China could use central bank digital currency to control citizens while working on UK CBDC. Almost amusing. Sir Jeremy Fleming, who leads the government communications headquarters, mass surveillance agency. Repeat that now. Sir Jeremy Fleming, who leads the government communications headquarters, mass surveillance agency, used the World United Service Institute's annual security lecture at the Science Gallery in London to warn that the Chinese Communist Party is haunted by fear of its own citizens, of freedom of speech, free trade, open technological standards and alliances, the whole open democratic order, and an international rules-based system, and views CBDC as a way to strengthen its grip. Now, this guy is ahead of the government communications headquarters, mass surveillance agency, and he's worried about China. This is, folks, this is UK now. Control is a major driver for Beijing, and it seeks to build a centralized digital currency, Sir Jeremy told the near 200-year-old think tank. Yes, it introduces efficiencies and new ways of setting payments, but the way it's being implemented allows the monitoring of citizens and it forces companies to use the service, he continues, adding that a digital yuan may also enable the CCP to circumvent international sanctions of the sort being imposed on Russia due to its full-scale invasion of Ukraine in February. The irony, however, is that Britain's nationalized central bank, the Bank of England, is itself working with the British CBDC, referred to as a digital pound, at the behest of Chancellor of the Exchange, Jeremy Hunt, a man with close personal links to China, and a reputed admirer of China's authoritarian model of government, at least with respect to lockdown, Great Reset, UK. You know, it goes on from there. So here, this guy, the head of the government communication headquarters, a mass surveillance agency, is worried about communist China putting out digitalized wands, and Britain's going to do the same thing. And the chancellor of the head of that, Jeremy Hunt, has close personal links to China and admires China's authoritarian model of government. Now, is that the pot calling the kettle black or what?
Well, yes.
Yeah, I mean, isn't that amazing? I mean, insanity grows and grows and grows. We're going to run out of time. I do want to get a good news story in here, though, before we run out of time.
I hope so.
Here we go. Let's do that. Family who lost everything in FAR is given $10,000 from Secret Santa. They are so deserving. A Secret Santa in Idaho had a big and much-needed surprise for a family who lost everything during a recent fire. When Branson and Renee bought a trailer home that needed extensive renovations, they planned to call home while preparing to build their house on land they own, East Idaho News reported Wednesday. For months, the couple worked extremely hard on their renovations in between the time Branson is working in Jackson Hole. When it was ready, they moved in, but disaster struck and left them reeling the day Renee was on her way to home to put their little boy, whose name is Crew, down for a nap. As she approached, smoke was rising in the distance. It was not long before she realized the home that contained everything they owned, including their beloved dog, was going up in flames. In a social media post November 22nd, Randy shared a photo of their pet and the burned-out home, writing, "Oh, my sweet Theo, you were so loved beyond measure. My heart hurts that you aren't here with us anymore." Now the family is trying hard to start their lives over again. So when the outlets Nate Eaton arrived in St. Anthony with a $3,000 gift to buy groceries, appliances, or clothes, a $5,000 certificate for furniture, and a $10,000 check, Rainey could not believe it. She expressed her thanks over and over while opening the first two gifts. But when she opened the final gift containing the check, Rainey appeared overwhelmed. "We appreciate that so much. It will help so much," she said. Meanwhile, Eaton's followers shared their joy over the special gifts, and one person said, "So beautiful to help young people in need. God bless his family. Pray to get on their feet soon. And I think another comment. And, well, someone else wrote, oh, they are so deserving. So, folks, I never had my home burned out. Thank God for that. But can you imagine this time of year in Idaho, even as cold and their home was gone? They lost their pet, and I know that I have a little puppy in the house. He's I named him Buddy because he's my buddy. He's with me all the time. I mean, this family was helped, but someone just wanted to help them. I mean, they just helped him. Now, to me, that is a heartwarming story that we need to keep in mind. Somebody around you probably needs help from time to time, folks. Keep your eyes open. If you haven't, bless them. And glorify God in heaven by doing it, okay? That's what we're here for. That's the only reason we're alive, folks, is to do our Father's will in heaven and be a blessing to others. Melody, I know we're about a minute or so left. Is there anything you want to say in closing this thing up?
No, I don't. I just wish everyone and I get a kick out of, everybody says happy holidays, and I say Merry Christmas. And it's interesting to say, if someone says happy holidays to you and you say Merry Christmas, they turn around and say Merry Christmas back. So we have just been so conditioned to be so politically correct. And sometimes people are so afraid of not being politically correct. They just go around, and I know it's a little simple irritation of mine, but so I just want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas. Be safe, and God bless. Never forget the reason.
Now, that's true. Now, as I said before, I don't do Christmas like I used to, but I want to tell you folks, it's family time. And if you're going to do this, as Mel just said, keep your eyes and your mind on the one that supposed to do it before. And that's it. Y'all have a great weekend.
And we'll be back on Tuesday, folks. So until then, be safe, good night, and God bless. Merry Christmas.
Ain't it sad? Still, there never seems to be a single penny left for me.